I don't quite know what it is. I don't quite know why I like it. I only know that I do. Now, I can say that about quite a few things, really. Gravity, for one thing. The appeal of Lee Mack. That's a peculiarly UK reference, really. All right, the appeal of Gilbert Gottfried. I mean, I love Gilbert Gottfried's work. I have loved and still do love his work. I don't know why. But, Larry Sanders. Larry Sanders. Now, sadly, no longer with us. You know, but I don't know why, but I know I do. Now, this is in the arts in general. That was more of a comedy discourse. But this is the Rambling Review. It is the Rambling Review. Yes, it is. And this is the Zarahemutas. And their album, Censored. I'm glad it wasn't, because it's blooming rather good. It's a debut from this London duo, and they don't half kick up a stink. They make a big noise, I tell you. And I'm not quite sure what it's supposed to be. Because it's a... I mean, if I can use the word mash-up, well, you know, the phrase mash-up, it's two separate words, isn't it? You can put it together, mash-up the mash-up, if you like. But it's a singularly old school phrase, isn't it? But they do, not cut and shut or anything like that, but they do segue from lots of different sounds. Let me take you through it, and then you'll see what I'm trying and probably failing nobly to do, or to tell you. Overdue is the first track. It's got a woodblock, but some really tight, urgent backing here with tasty psych pop riffing. There's a nice shattered rap and some poppy vocals with a jazzy solo. That woodblock is insistent. It keeps telling you, we must be heard. The woodblock's here. We must be heard, even if it's just one. Then there's a kind of, not a scatting, but a kind of jazzy vocal, a jazzing vocal, if you like. But then it's followed by Go, which has fuzzy riffing, an open beat, gets back to that big tautness. Then there's a really... It's as if Nile Rodgers was playing that chic riff, but he had a cutthroat razor in his hand as well, and it was getting a bit close to you. It's that sort of thing. Then they had a squally guitar. The Reign of Fear Friend Crow, what a great, great title for a track, is grunge with unsettling guitaring, and then a Stevie Nicks vocal on top. I've said it many times with different albums. That should not work. And that it does is because of their audacity. We're shoving this together, not in a cut and shut way, but shoving's the wrong word. We are moving from one bit of music to another, which doesn't sound the same, but because we are sure of ourselves and very confident, it will. Then it's got a sweet shouting feel with a classic rock, which is always there. Sorry has a woozy sax, a blues push in the chorus, soul vocals with an odd kind of backing. Don't Know, soul guitar, lots of clapping. Also has a bit of a bluesy feel. And then Neverland sounds like Keziah Jones. That really jerky, but open and sharp funk and soul. It's tight to get loose. Love it. So much going on here. So much. And I can enjoy so much of it. They make it work because they want it to work. Because why shouldn't it work? Because they can touch all of this music. And if they can touch all the music, they want to get their fingers in all those pies. And I'm blooming glad they do. Because each pie is very tasty. And served with an extra bit of sauce. Ta-ta.